tell me about the unique program that you're doing right now and why you all wanted to do it.
Sure. Nine Operas in 90 Minutes really features nine scenes from nine great operas and some musical theater presentations also as part of the program, and we'll get everybody in and out in 90 minutes. The idea is to take opera into communities that perhaps can't get downtown Syracuse for our big production. So this program's fully staged, fully costumed, sets, all the whole shebang. We just get to go to these incredible rural opera houses and perform for people that perhaps couldn't come into Syracuse.
And you have some up-and-coming artists that you're using in these performances?
Sure. This is a cast from members of our resident artist program, and they come from all over the country, a very rigorous audition process to make it here, and we choose three singers and one pianist to be our team on the road.
Tell me about the operas, the scenes that will be performed.
Well, there's sort of everybody's greatest hits. There's a great scene from La Boheme that we're actually staging right now, and a little scene from Die Fledermaus, another really popular operetta. And then we actually have Sweeney Todd coming up in our season, and a lot of people don't see that as being operatic, but we think it's great musical theater, and so it's part of our season.
And is part of it just to sort of introduce people to opera who might not be that familiar with it?
I guess I would say it's a safe way to introduce people to opera. It's not as a big commitment to come to the theater, perhaps. The ticket price is a little less, although we constantly are fighting sort of the opera stereotypes, one of those being that opera is expensive, and this program and even our tickets on the main stage are really at all price levels.
Do you have a favorite one of the scenes?
I probably do have a favorite. It's hard to say. It's sort of like, you know, which of your children are your favorite children sort of thing. I would say there's a contemporary piece that's a lot of drama from the famous novel of Mice and Men, and a great setting of that really tells the tale of the show. And I would say that that's probably my favorite.
And the locations that you're going to?
Yeah, this is a real great opportunity thanks to the partnership with WRVO. We're going to the Clayton Opera House. We're going to the Earlville Opera House. We're going to the Kirkland Arts Center. We're going to the Hochstein School of Music in Rochester. It's just a great chance to broaden our scope. And again, these venues are incredible. The Clayton Opera House just restored, Earlville Opera House, just real jewels for upstate New York.
This isn't the first year you've done this, so what have been some of the responses that you've received in the past to this program?
Well, this is our second year of this program. We're calling it this year Nine More Operas in 90 Minutes. And the response was great, which is why we're back. Everyone who saw the program really enjoyed it. We have more business partnerships, I would say, with the sites that are sponsoring us and being a part of the team to get the word out. And so we're confident that we'll have even more people in the audience than we did last year.